Rain across the Midwest is not likely to make a return until we get to the latter part of this week, and even then, the amounts of moisture in the lower parts of the region will be kept rather minimal. We do expect to see cool weather dominate a big part of this week. The afternoon temperatures today will be held to the upper 50 and 60 degree readings across the Great Lakes region and portions of the upper Mississippi River Basin. Temperatures in the rest of the Midwest will be mostly in the 70s today. Look for the same kind of temperature regime tomorrow, with 60s in the Great Lakes region and 70s in most other areas. There may be a few lower 80s, though, that occur in the far southwest corner of the Corn Belt. As we get into the day on Wednesday, the temperatures will be similar still, but moderating somewhat. Highs will be mostly upper 60s and 70s throughout a big part of the Midwest, with readings over 80 degrees to the west and south of the Missouri River. A little later this week, the temperatures are expected to become a little bit more seasonable, with highs across most areas reaching up into the 80s, with a few upper 70s occurring in the northeastern portions of the region. There will also be a few lower 90-degree highs that will occur in the southwestern corner of the Corn Belt, and even warmer temperatures off to the west and south. Most of the U.S. plains will see temperatures in the 80s and 90s through a big part of this week, especially central and southern portions of the plains, with extremes getting up back near and over 100 degrees in Texas and Oklahoma, where it's been dry for more than a month in some cases. You know, the precipitation prospects across the region, as I mentioned before, are minimal until we get to the end of the week. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be the best opportunity for showers and thunderstorms to occur across the region. The majority of the precipitation is just not likely to be very impressive, though. The best rains will probably be in the northern portions of the region, occurring from Iowa and parts of Nebraska into Wisconsin and parts of northern Illinois. These areas could see some totals reaching up into the range of a half inch to an inch and a half, maybe something locally greater. Just like in many of these rain events that impacted the Midwest last week, we'll see the precipitation diminish as each system comes off from the northwest to the southeast. So portions of the lower Ohio River Basin will see minimal amounts of rainfall, and that will translate into a net drying environment, even though temperatures are not as hot as they could be at this time of the year. Another chance for some rain may evolve as we move into next week. The precipitation at that point in time, though, is probably not going to be any more impressive. In fact, if anything, it might be just a little bit weaker. The frontal system that occurs next week, at least early in the week, will be a very slow-moving system and not have a lot of support, be focused mostly on the upper parts of the Midwest. Another storm system, though, late in the week next week might produce some greater amounts of moisture. Our low temperatures at night over these next several nights are not expected to be impressively cold, but it will be definitely cool with highs in the 40s and 50s tonight and tomorrow night. Most of those 40s will be in the upper Midwest, the northwestern Corn Belt in particular, and then we'll see temperatures warming up and later this weekend into the weekend with 50 and 60 degree readings expected once again. In other areas around the world, we're watching eastern Australia, which is normally plagued with droughty conditions during El Nino events. A significant rain event fell in parts of northern New South Wales and will occur in Queensland, Australia over the next couple of days. That's the east central wheat and barley and canola producing areas. We're expecting crops to respond positively to that precipitation. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.